Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've been wandering around the house all night, wondering what the hell to do. Well, I'm trying to concentrate, but all I can think of is you. Well, the phone don't ring 'cause my friends ain't home. I'm tired of being all alone. Well, our TV is on and the radio's playing songs that remind me of you, baby. When you're gone,
when you're gone.
Oh shit!
I realize I'm in love.
In love.
Days go on and on,
on and on and on,
and the nights just seem sure. Not that, that good.
Food.
Drinking, doing what it should.
Why are we doing this?
Things
song?
Just feel so wrong. Baby, when you're gone,
don't go playing.
Right. Is that Mel?
That's Brian Adams.
Right.
And Melanie C.
Mel C.
Sporty.
Mel C in her pump.
She could backflip.
When she did.
This is the bit I don't get. It goes, baby, when you're gone. Realize I'm in love. Can you do the backing vocals?
I
realize
too high.
I'm in love.
In love.
Oh, you yeah. Do the lead and I'll be Melanie.
Okay, so what's the lyric?
Baby, when you're gone.
Okay. Baby, when you're gone. I realize I'm in love.
So in love.
Ooh. Like things, days go on and on.
Honey, no.
And the days are what?
And so, the nights are so long.
Nights are so long. Something else emotional.
It's even food don't taste that good.
Right.
Even food.
Even food.
Not meal. Not a specific meal.
Mm.
Not like even, what's his favourite meal? Macaroni cheese with some nice pancetta inside it.
What? Brian Adams' favourite
dish? Yeah, comfort food. If this is a breakup, he'd be eating comfort food.
Mm.
Potato waffles.
Right.
Pot noodles.
Some bit of salad cream.
Yeah, some salad cream and sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But just food in general doesn't taste that good.
No.
And then he goes, drink ain't doing what it should.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Numbing the pain.
I've been driving up and down these streets, trying to find somewhere to go.
Well, yeah, again, pre-sat-nav. He doesn't quite get it.
You can't just punch in a bar.
No.
Or to be honest, if he's going out drinking, if drink ain't doing what it should, Brian,
yeah.
He probably shouldn't be driving places.
Driving up and
he
down.
Should be Ubering.
Yeah.
You know, or get using public transport. I'm looking for a familiar. I like that. It's good use of the word familiar there, the way he fits that in the line. I'm looking for a familiar face, but there's no one I know. It's good songwriting, that.
Brian Adams feels like a really good, like, busker. Do you know what I mean? If you got a busker and you made him really, like, the best busker in the world, that's probably Brian Adams, isn't it?
He's a good songwriter.
He's very busker-friendly, though. You could imagine busking that song.
I got my first real six string.
So what do you mean six string? What?
It's a guitar.
You get six strings in a guitar.
I got my first real six string.
Oh, yeah.
Because you only had fake ones up till then.
Right. Yeah.
I bought it at the 5 and dime. I played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Do you know how old Brian Adams was in the summer of 69?
I don't know.
He was nine.
He was nine.
He was nine.
It was before puberty.
So when he was nine, he bought his own six string that he bought from the 5 and dime. He played it till his fingers bled.
Right.
At 9 years old.
I think it's bullshit.
Right. And then him and some guy from school had a band and they tried real hard, but they were nine.
Yeah,
Jimmy
nine,
quit.
Yeah.
Jimmy quit.
Yeah.
Because he was nine. And Jody got married.
When she was nine.
Should have known we'd never get far. He's like, Brian Adams is sort of the diet Bruce Springsteen, isn't he?
Yeah.
He does all these like working class leather jacket, ruffian guy, but it's all just a little bit
Safer.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I can believe that Springsteen worked a blue-collar job, but I don't think Bryan Adams has been near a factory. Do you know what I mean? You don't get the impression that he's done one of those jobs.
Not really.
No.
He looked like he had a record deal before when he was 17. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably did.
Nice. He was Canadian, isn't he?
And then he had the
Canadian
longest.
Guy.
Didn't he have the longest number one of all time?
Yep, I remember it.
Look into my
eyes. Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
And then the video where she splits the arrow. Yeah. So hello, and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 31st of May.
Mm.
June is nearly busting out all over. How are you guys doing? It was a big debate.
Yeah.
Night before last,
well,
wasn't it?
Was it? It's not really a debate. The Tories have this thing where they're like, we're not going to get, you know, we're not going to lower ourselves and have a debate. It's kind of like infantilizing everyone, infantilizing other parties. By not taking part, they're saying they're kind of above it in some weird way.
But don't you have to debate?
I know, but they're trying to pull this trick. I'm not sure if it's going to backfire them on or not, but it's this kind of very kind of condescending. You should be deferent to us. You know, it's kind of like, you know, recalling an age where it recalls a more deferent age, I guess. Like, why would you question us? Why would we lower ourselves to debate things on which we're clearly correct? It's strange, though. With Corbyn and May, it's always cost. When someone's running for the leader of something, they're like the. I forget who I was talking to. Like, they're like the figurehead of that party, so the cosmetic element becomes really important. So, for example, like Corbyn, everyone thinks he's like some kind of knackered geography teacher.
Jeremy Corbyn dresses a little bit like he has like a train rail set in his attic.
Yeah, exactly.
And you come around and you have a cup of tea, and he's like, "Do you want to see something?"
Right.
I'm gonna take you upstairs, and he's built a model town of Islington.
Yeah, with plenty of socialised housing. This is
all. He has a model railway in his house. Oh, this is
a
nationalised
railway.
This is this area here we call this is the youth quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Where
we've built
houses here that can be afforded by the youth. Boop boop. There's a steam train going by. Boop boop.
Yeah.
He goes, this area here. This is the government funded swimming pool, Olympic Park here.
Yeah.
That we've managed to turn into a commune that where you can have your own vegetable plot.
Yeah.
Theresa May just looks like. Do you know what she looks like? She looks like the headmistress on Parents' Evening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when she dresses up really smart,
well,
but doesn't quite get it right?
She's quite matronly, yeah.
You know?
Mm.
She's been to Laura Ashley. She's bought a nice, like, pantsuit thing.
Yeah.
Because she's really into fashion, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah, apparently she's super into fashion.
I wouldn't know because I'm not into fashion anyway. So she that could be a correct statement. And she may actually be dressing very stylishly, but I still wouldn't know.
I don't like her little smiles. She smiles like...
a twat.
No, she's... Theresa May looks like she's defending to other school parents that her son is the school bully. And she's going, no, my son would never hit that. He'd never...
No.
My son would never lock your son in a wheelie bin for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But she knows... She knows that her son is capable of bullying.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can see it in her face. That's kind of how she talks. Mm-hmm. Like she's defending a bully, and she knows.
Have you noticed, like, with those interviews, that there's a kind of weird, kind of dumb appeal that people have? For example, Paxman was asking Corbyn, saying, if someone comes to you and they say this person needs to be taken out with either nuclear weapon or drone, you're going to have 20 minutes to decide. Are you willing to kill? Are you willing to kill? You just kept repeating the question. It was just like. And the audience are going, yeah, fucking kill. Are you capable? Are you capable of firing a nuke? I want someone who's capable of firing a nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
That's, it's all become about that now. Like, do you want to fire your nukes? Like, Trump's like, I'll fire my nukes. Kim Jong-un is going, yeah, I'll fire.
I mean, Kim Jong-un is firing.
I will try to fire my nukes. They fall out of the sky.
It's quite cute that he's just shooting missiles into the sea, isn't it? It's like a really advanced pea shooter.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, look at this. He's just in McDonald's rolling up the straw paper.
Yeah.
Shoving it. Hey, guys, check this out. And just misses. He goes, well, you know, look at the range on it, though.
Yeah, and all his terrified generals. Like, I think they had a successful kind of launch the other day. And, like, there's this shot of Kim Jong-un looking. And, by the way, he's packing on the pounds.
Is he?
He's big. He's rotund.
Yeah, but I would be.
Yeah, I'm not saying... I'm not having a go, necessarily. I'm just saying that he's growing.
Yeah, but
laterally.
Thank God we're broke. Thank God our generation, right, is going to be not obese because we're all skinned. If I could afford the cheese board...
Right.
At every meal,
right.
I would take it.
I don't think that's how nutrition works, Josh.
I think
the poorer you get, the more shit you eat, the fatter you get.
I don't think so. Do you think? Does Kim Jong Un have? Do you think he has a taste tester to check that every meal isn't poisoned?
Absolutely, and that's a shitty job, isn't it? You're the first in line. Do you know what I mean? Could you just try this, please? Do I have to?
What is it?
It's glowing.
Yeah. It must be. There must be someone whose job is that.
Absolutely.
For him. Because aren't people always trying to poison him?
I think he thinks so.
Oh.
I'm not sure. There must be some kind of attempts on him, surely. Yeah.
What else happened this week? Macron?
Macron. Is it Emmanuel?
No, Brian.
Brian Macron. the French Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got it actually here because I wanted to. Here, so the BBC reported, Macron, awkward Trump handshake, a, quote, moment of truth. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that his clenched handshake with Donald Trump was not innocent and was a moment of truth. The awkward encounter saw each grip each other's hand so firmly that their knuckles turned white. Mr. Macron told French media that he wanted to show he would not make small concessions, not even symbolic ones, but also not overdo things. It's really blown out of all proportion, this fucking handshake. Have you seen Trump shake hands?
Of course.
Yanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very clever.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's mental.
No, it's very clever.
What do you mean?
His whole campaign is... His whole thing is clever.
Right.
He's made all of his supporters think that they're in on a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
It's really smart.
Yeah.
He's just made everyone go, yeah, but you don't know the truth. Really, what's the truth? You just don't know. He's made the whole country do that.
Yeah, but Putin was doing that before Trump.
Yeah, but he's bought it, mate. He's made it mainstream.
He's exported it.
It's sort of like, you know how Elvis stole music from the black people and made it popular?
Right.
Trump's taken what Putin did, uh-huh. And he's brought it to the mainstream.
As their vigorous handshake continued over several seconds, Mr. Macron and Mr. Trump also looked each other fixedly in the eyes until the US president attempted to disengage.
I want to see someone do the total opposite of the power handshake. Right?
What would that be?
So what I want to see is I want to see a world leader
mm-hmm.
shake hands with Trump and instead of trying to meet him,
mm-hmm.
absolutely cave and go, ah! Ah! Ooh!
Ow. Fuck!
Donald!
Yeah.
That really hurt!
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you? Why did you grab me like that?
Mm-hmm.
We're world leaders. This isn't Mexican wrestling.
Yeah.
We're not at a pre-fight weighing each other, trying to trash talk one another.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't UFC. Mm-hmm. What was that? Look at that. That's going to leave a bruise.
Yeah.
Donald!
Yeah, really.
That's going to leave the white marks under my fingernails now. Aww, why'd you do that? And just shake that. I'm going to shake this off.
Yeah.
Turn the cameras off, guys. Jesus, what's wrong with you? Why do you have to feel like a man by doing that?
Mm.
Is that a power play, Donald? And then just start grilling. Is that like some kind of psychological power play?
Is that what you do?
To try and own the room as you try and get a strong handshake in.
Mm.
That's ridiculous. You're like a school bully.
I think that's a good idea.
We're going to take a short break for some adverts. We'll be back in one sec.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Excitable Boy podcast.
Hi.
Last week we were advertising Trivago.
Yeah, I love that girl.
Which, for people who aren't in England, is a hotel search?
I think so. But all I know is there's the Trivago woman. Yeah, I fancy her.
Trivago?
She's Australian. And she kind of pops up all the time on the YouTube before you watch something. And she's
every pop-up advert.
I just want to go for a beer with her and then take it back to mine. Do you know what I mean? She seems like a good egg.
this girl.
Have you ever looked for a hotel online?
Yep.
Did you notice that there are so many different prices out there for the exact same room?
Yep.
I love you.
Mm.
For the best price.
Well, can you put a price on love?
Just go to Trivago.
Why don't you just go to my heart?
Type in where you want to go.
Why don't you type in how you want to be loved? She's there for all my most vulnerable moments.
Right.
Right? I don't know if you know this Trivago girl. Woman. Trivago woman. What's her name? Does anyone know her name?
No.
Sharon Trivago. Right? She's there for all my darkest and most vulnerable moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm in the bath.
Yeah.
And I want to watch something. She pops up.
When you're drunk and eating chicken.
When I'm drunk and eating chicken. She pops up.
Yeah, chicken.
When I'm in bed in a YouTube hole at 4 a.m. because I can't sleep because I'm just worried about where my life's going.
Yeah.
She's there.
Hmm.
And I never skip at her.
You never skip
at
her?
I never skip at the Trivago girl.
No, that's interesting.
Because I don't want to hurt her feelings.
I think that's what Trivago wanted.
Well done, Trivago.
Well done, Trivago.
Every week you can write into the show, ebp at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problems you might be having, write in and we're here to help you. Maybe it's a work-related problem like...
You're going to a team building exercise with everyone in your office. The boss, Douglas, decides to take you on a paintballing trip.
Douglas is a good name for a boss.
And you go paintballing and you shoot Douglas in the face. And he goes through his mask and it chips his tooth.
A molar?
No, it's a canine. Ooh. And he falls to the ground. And he goes, no, you're right. You go, are you right? And he goes, no, seriously, mate, just back off. So you go to the safe area where all the guys are, you know, the guys, the wardens. Are they called wardens?
Yeah, the guys who take paintballing a bit too seriously.
Yeah.
It's a culture.
And he goes, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's keep playing the game. But you know, Douglas is not cool about it. He's going to hunt you like a dog. So you start playing paintballing again. Douglas starts tracking you through the woods. He tracks you and tracks you and tracks you until even the game's over. And the wardens go, listen, guys, where are you going? I've got business to settle, Douglas says. And he tracks you to a stream. And he rattles paint off and he starts to hit you and he starts to dunk you in the stream. And he punches you in the face and says, that's for that. That's for that. Don't do that again.
So why are they writing in?
Because it's tense around the office.
There are always those guys paintballing.
Yeah.
Who are the, what are they called? The marshals?
That's it.
And they have the paintball gun slung over their shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, like they're in a war zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Extreme Paintballing 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you have to realise about paintballing is that this is not a game.
No, yeah.
Although we are all here to enjoy ourselves, the paintball machine, then they take it off the shoulder and they bang it into their hands, is a lethal weapon. What we are dealing here is pressurised gas.
Yeah.
The paintballs will leave the cannons at over 100 miles an hour. That is enough to blind you and at the very worst can kill you. So when we go into the cryptic zone, you do not take off your masks under any circumstances. Mm. What did I just say? You do not take off your masks under... Yes, correct. They're always like taking it really fucking seriously.
Yeah. Humorless.
And you have to buy other shit when you get there.
Yeah, it's all a bit.
Like someone books it and they're like, yeah, it's only 25 quid each. But then that doesn't include... You get like 4 paintballs.
Yeah.
And then there's the guy who gets
out.
The grenades.
Yeah, there's a guy who's gone all out. The guy who's basically... He works in a hedge fund or something.
Who shouts things like, advance!
Yeah, yeah.
And attack! He's just, retreat!
The bottom line is he's in an office all week. And he's pulling down lots of disposable income. And he's got all the bells and whistles. He's got like an automatic paintball gun.
He's the kind of guy who keep the camo on in the pub afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and he's got different types of camo. He's got like urban camo. And he's got like the all the gradations in between and like the jungle camo. And, you know, yeah. And he says shit like, this shit just got real. Do you know what I mean? He'd go off, he'd take a group off and go, and he'd appoint himself leader. And then he'd get an appropriate moment and goes, come on, guys, this shit just got real. And then he'd say something like, not today. And then run out into an open period, you know, open area, just firing off paintballs like a base of fire.
I'd like to take a real knife and do that scene from Predator just in front of someone who's not taking it seriously at all.
Yeah.
You're ghosting us, motherfucker.
Yeah, you know?
If you do it again, I'm a bleacher, real quiet. Yeah. Nobody here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you'd probably do that thing where he's walking along and you'd point at tracks and go, those are fresh. And then like he'd like pick up some leaves and like smell them. and smell them going, they're close, yeah. And then he would get shot in the arse.
You'd say this. We'd be walking along, and I'd say, it's quiet. And he'd say,
too quiet.
Almost too quiet. Yeah. Maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
You go out with a girl called Penelope, and you've grown a beard of late. She really likes the beard that you've grown. But one day you're like, it's a bit itchy, I think I'm going to shave this. And she goes, no, don't. It looks great. So you keep the beard for a while, but now it's June and it's getting quite hot and humid. And you go, listen, sweet, I think I'm going to shave this motherfucker. She goes, don't do it. I really like how bushy it is and how it traps food in it and how it smells a bit. I don't find that gross. I like it. It's like a manly smell. It's like BO. I like a manly smell. It's not too gross.
Musk.
Yeah, it's a musk. Please don't shave it. I like your musk. It's a must. Your musk is a must. And then you get suspicious and go, listen, why is it really, you can't possibly like this beard. Everyone's kind of giving me shit at the office. And she levels with you. She goes, I don't like your face without a beard on it. If you shave your face, it looks like a disembodied albino bean. And I can't get any purchase or any kind of reorientation on your face. The headline is, you're a bit ugly without the beard. I don't want to go to parties with you if you're clean shaven, particularly with a wet shave. It's not okay. Right into the show if that's happened to you.
Or maybe it's a sexual problem, like...
You get aroused looking at statues. That's it.
Okay, first letter. Talking in your sleep. Dear EBP, my girlfriend talks a lot during sleep. Normally random sentences that don't mean anything. I tend to put it down to her just sort of narrating her dream. But a few times over the last week, she said the name Ben a few times.
Ooh.
Which is not my name. And she said a few things like, I won't tell. And we can't, it's bad.
Oh, holy shit.
I'm a very trusting person, but I had a look at her...
Sorry, this is... I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just, but this is great.
We don't mean to laugh, but it's funny.
No, but it's pretty open and shut. But keep going.
We don't. I'm a very trusting person, but I had a look at her Facebook friends, and she actually works with a guy called Ben.
Right.
At the moment, I'm on the fence as to whether I should say something. It's probably going to come across as psychotic to take her to task for a dream. Right. He's put dream in capitals.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'd appreciate your help, in inverted commas.
All right. Well, I think that you don't have to take it to task about it. You could mention it or just keep it. I mean, to be honest, like, she might not be having an affair at all, but she might have, like, there might be a frisson with this guy. And that's fine. You know, if you're in a relationship, you flirt, you know, you can still flirt with other people.
Maybe she just fancies him.
Yeah, maybe she just fancies him. And maybe there's just, you know.
I mean, to be honest, listen. I am no dream psychiatrist, right? Contrary to what you might think. However, if she's dreaming about denying something, maybe that's because she's actually sort of denying it in real life. Mm-hmm. And it's like her mind trying to release that kind of... I don't fucking know. I don't really buy the dreams.
But you can't even... No, but of course they do.
No, they don't. What does that mean?
But not they don't literally mean anything. But
dude, I had a dream the other night that a giant Alsatian dog sat on me and I couldn't get it off me.
That's a revealing dream.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but it certainly means something.
I have constant dreams.
The massive Alsatian.
I have recurring dreams of playing gigs and I go on stage and I don't know the songs.
That's an anxiety dream.
Right?
Actors have that.
And I have dreams. I have a recurring dream where I'm playing a gig, right?
Yeah.
At a festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole audience turn around and sit down in silence for the whole set. Like 50,000 people.
Well, they got their backs to you.
Yeah. Everyone... backs to me, and they're all quiet for the whole show. They don't applaud. They just sit in silence.
Wow.
Just waiting for it to
finish. No, you're right. That means nothing. But, like, she might be just, like, frustrated or something.
Yeah, maybe she fancies him.
Maybe she does.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, but you should, like, if it's unnerving, you should mention it. I don't think it's evidence that she's cheating, but it's probably... you know, she's probably had a flirty thing.
This one is a little bit of a long shot, but you could befriend Ben and suggest like building a fort in his flat and sleeping over.
Right.
And seeing if he talks about your girlfriend in his sleep.
Okay.
Because then you'd know. You know?
Or change your name to Ben by deed poll and really send a loopy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
How good looking is this Ben guy at work?
Yeah, there's only, you can only make this worse.
Yeah. I'd say stay quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
But keep listening. Keep telling us what the... You know what? Email us again if it happens again in the next week.
Yeah. I hear an effective life tactic is all-out denial.
Yeah. I think the strongest way to get through life is to deny all your real feelings until you die.
Until you... Just the last 30 seconds before you expire and you go, ah, shit.
Yeah. Basically, deny how you feel until it gives you... I call it a tumour box. You put it in the tumour box.
Right.
All your big, deep, dark feelings, you don't discuss them. You just push them down.
Until
it becomes a tumour.
Right.
Next letter. Dear EBP, last letter. Dear EBP, last night, in an altruistic moment, I gave a friend my old iPhone after his was stolen in the pub. The phone is already unlocked. So, this is from a woman, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means anything. The phone is already unlocked, so all he has to do is pop in his SIM card. Problem is, I forgot to do a master reset, which he will have to do himself. He's going to see all my old pictures, which I'd rather he didn't see. There's definitely some racy shit in there.
Right.
And she doesn't mean, like, pictures of fast cars.
No.
I think she means pictures of boobs.
Pictures of, you know, devil may care pictures of a young, liberated, sexually confident woman just sending her boobs.
Yeah, or just photographing
her
boobs.
To some guy.
Yeah, or to some girl.
Or to some girl.
Or just for herself to go, look at my wonderful, I'm proud of my body.
I like to look at the boobs.
Yeah. I'm freaking out. How do I get the phone back?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I ask for it back. And explain the situation.
Yeah.
I have lots of photos on there that I don't want you to see. Can I have the phone back so I can do a master reset, please?
At the minute...
No one's going to go, fuck off.
At the minute he's... Yeah, at the minute he's texting her going... Or at the minute he's... Can't text her, but at the minute he's saying, oh, give me the PIN so I can get in and I'll reset the phone. However, every human being would look at the camera roll before they reset the phone, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, curiosity.
And you know what curiosity did?
It,
killed a cat.
And, yeah... It's a good cat. Yeah. Strong cat.
Cat's dead
now. Ask for it back. I mean, that's not really a problem, is it? You just need to ask for it back. Explain the situation. We've all been there.
I don't think she wants him to know that there are nudes on there.
Well, come on.
So she's trying to...
I mean, is that hugely shameful? Is it?
Not really.
No, everyone has that.
Anyway, are we done?
I think we're done.
Is that it?
Yes.
Is that the end of the show?
I think it's the end of the show.
All right, that's the end of the show.
Happening right now.
This is the end.
As we speak.
This is the tail end of the show.
This is it.
Go on iTunes and leave us a review.
Do.
Type in the search, the Excitable Boy. Leave us a review.
Positive or negative.
Yeah, write into the show
all
whenever you want.
Feedback's good.
EBP, leave good feedback.
It's constructive.
No, we want good feedback.
Right.
At excitableboypodcast.co.uk. EBP, excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Write in with any problems you may have. And we'd be happy to assist you.
Yes.
And we'll see you come to the O2 Kentish Town Forum if you're in London on Sunday. See one of the greatest punk bands of all time and then us
and
opening
the,
for them.
Descendants.
Yeah. No. Come see the Descendants.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll play a bit before they play.
Excellent.
And then see the Descendants.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll see you next week. Join us next week for more nothing.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here's some music. Excited boy. Oh, yeah. Excitable boy, oh yeah.